In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It must be so. That's what Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane after he told Peter to put away his sword. It must be so. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, he had asked, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then should the scriptures be fulfilled that it must be so? It must be so. Jesus was talking about his arrest and crucifixion. It must be so. For some time, a few months perhaps, Jesus had been telling his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised up on the third day. It must be so. It was necessary, at least in part, to fulfill the scriptures. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, Jesus had told his disciples. And you will all fall away because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. All this, the betrayal of Judas and arrest in the garden, all this has taken place that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him on whom a price had been set by some of the sons of Israel, and they gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me. These are only the instances in Matthew, in his record of the Passion of our Lord, where he specifically cited things happening in fulfillment of the scriptures. He could have also mentioned Jesus being numbered with the transgressors, his silence before his accusers, his being mocked and reviled and spit on, and the casting of lots for his garment. It must be so, for the scriptures cannot be broken. There is, however, an even deeper reason why it must be so. My Father, Jesus had prayed, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. The cup did not pass from Jesus. In his death, on the cross, he drank the cup of God's wrath against sin. Drank it until the cup was empty. There was not a drop left. It must be so. Jesus must be arrested and mocked and reviled and crucified because it was the will of his Father. There was no other way in which God's will to save sinners could be accomplished. It was not possible to save except through Jesus' draining of the cup of suffering, enduring the full wrath of God against sin. This one man suffering for the sin of all people. The hymn writer put it well. Ye who think of sin but lightly, nor suppose the evil great, here may view its nature rightly, here its guilt may estimate. Mark the sacrifice appointed. See who bears the awful load. 'Tis the Word, the Lord's anointed, Son of Man and Son of God. For us men, for our salvation, he came down from heaven to take our place, to die an excruciating death for us, to to claim all of our wickedness and evil as his own, and to pay for it in his body on the tree. It must be so because of your sin, because you haven't always looked to God for help when you needed it, haven't always given him the credit when things have gone well for you. In other words, because you haven't feared, loved, and trusted him alone as your God. It must be so because you do not do the good you want, but the evil you do not want is what you keep on doing. It must be so because try though you might, and how often do you really do even that? Because try though you might, you cannot free yourself from your sinful condition. Finally, it must be so because God loves you. He didn't want you to receive the wages of your sin, doesn't want you to live without hope, doesn't want you to die in despair, doesn't want you to experience eternal punishment in hell. Therefore, it must be so. Jesus must be arrested and crucified and rise again, because that's what it would take to save you. By his innocent suffering and death, Jesus was rescuing you, redeeming you from sin and death, claiming you as a child of God, earning for you an eternal inheritance in heaven. In his body, on the tree of the cross, Jesus was fulfilling the eternal plan and purpose of God to have mercy on you, to graciously restore you to the perfection of his original creation, to make it possible for you, on the day that you die, to be with him in paradise. It's true. By his death, Jesus has made you his own. You are his. He has saved you. Thank God. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.